This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli takes oath of office and secrecy along with newly appointed 19 ministers. 13 bodies of passengers recovered as search for missing people along with two buses swept away by landslide into Trishuli River continues, and 100 injured as Bangladesh student groups clash over job quotas. Now, the news in detail. The newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has assumed office. After taking the oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Paudel at the office of the President in Sitel Nivas yesterday, Prime Minister Oli visited Lainchor to pay homage to the martyrs and headed to CPN-UML's party headquarters in Chiasal Lalitpur. Prime Minister Oli then reached Singha Darbar-based office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and assumed office yesterday. The CPN-UML chair KP Sharma Oli became the 45th Prime Minister with the support of the Nepali Congress, the largest party in the parliament. This is the fourth time that Oli took the responsibility of the Prime Minister. Meantime, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli on his appointment to the post of Prime Minister of Nepal through social media. Likewise, President Ramchandra Paudel also administered the oath of office and secrecy to 19 ministers along with newly appointed Deputy Prime Ministers Prakash Man Singh and Vishnu Prasad Paudel. Congress leader Singh took the oath of office as the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, while UML leader Paudel as the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance. 19 newly appointed ministers sworn in are Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Labour Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana. Similarly, Pradeep Yadav was administered the oath of office and secrecy as Minister for Water Supply and Sanitation, Balaram Adhikari as Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Damodar Bhandari as Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, and Naval Kishore Shah Sudhi as Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Likewise, President Paudel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Devendra Dahal as Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Tejulal Chaudhary as Minister for Youth and Sports, Pradeep Paudel as Minister for Health and Population, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia as Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Similarly, Badri Prasad Pandey was sworn in as Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ramnath Adhikari as Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, and Vidya Bhattarai as Minister for Education, Science and Technology. Manbir Rai as Minister for Defence, Deepak Khadka as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Rajkumar Gupta as Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ain Bahadur Sahi as Minister for Forest and Environment were also among those ministers who were sworn in by the President. In the meantime, the newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel has said the budget brought by the previous government would not be a hindrance to implementing the vision and mission of the newly formed government. Taking charge of his office after reaching the Ministry of Finance at Singha Darbar following the swearing-in ceremony at the office of the President, Minister Paudel believed that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year would not hamper the course of action to be charted by the newly formed government. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has pledged to work for the rule of law, law and order and crime control. Assuming the office in Singha Darbar, Minister Lekhak formed a task force to study the incident of two buses that were swept away by landslide into the Trishuli River on Friday. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, assumed office yesterday. Taking charge of the office at the ministry in Singha Darbar, he decided to carry out a legal and institutional restructuring of the subordinate agencies of the ministry for the safe and effective use of communications and information technology systems. He also directed the employees of the agencies under the ministry to work proactively in a way to bring outcomes. 9 bodies out of 65 passengers who went missing after the two buses were swept away by the landslide into Trishuli River at Simeltal of Chitwan on Friday morning have been recovered. With this, the number of bodies recovered so far has reached 13. District Police Office, Nawalparasi's Information Officer and Deputy Prime Minister, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Ved Bahadur Paudel, said out of 9 recovered bodies, 5 bodies have been identified as the passengers of the missing vehicles. He said the bodies, which were found yesterday, have not been identified, but the investigation is ongoing with the assumption that the bodies were from the ill-fated buses from the Simaltal accident. As of now, the country has reported 67.3% completion of rice planting for the season. Official data shows that rice has been cultivated in 945,000 hectares of land. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, the progress of rice plantation is 61.7% in Kosi, 69.2% in Bagmati, 75% in Gandaki, 66.7% in Lumbini, 78% in Karnali, and 86% in Sudarpasin province. Rice plantation has accelerated due to adequate rainfall this year. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has hiked the price of petroleum products. The price of petrol increased by 4 rupees per litre, while diesel and kerosene by 3 rupees per litre, effective from 1 a.m. today. With this, the petrol would be rupees 171 per litre and 160 rupees per litre for diesel and kerosene in Kathmandu Valley. A meeting of the NOC Board of Directors yesterday decided to hike the price of petroleum products. According to NOC, the price of petroleum products was adjusted in the domestic market with the rise in price as per the new purchase price received from the Indian Oil Corporation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ इट्स टाइम फर इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट Rival students in Bangladesh clashed yesterday, leaving at least 100 people injured as demonstrators opposing quotas for coveted government jobs battled counter-protesters loyal to ruling party. Police and witnesses said hundreds of anti-quota protesters and students backing the ruling Awami League party battled for hours on the Dhaka University campus, hurling rocks, fighting with sticks and beating each other with iron rods. The quota system reserves more than half of well-paid civil service posts, totaling hundreds of thousands of government jobs for specific groups, including children of heroes from the country's 1971 liberation war from Pakistan. Students launched protests earlier this month demanding a merit-based system. Anti-quota protesters blamed the ruling party students for the violence. Critics say the system benefits children of pro-government groups who back Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Bangladesh was one of the world's poorest countries when it gained independence in 1971, but it has grown an average of more than 6% each year since 2009. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and a few places in the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 22 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.7 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Newly appointed Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli takes oath of office and secrecy along with newly appointed 19 ministers. 13 bodies of passengers recovered at search for missing people along with two buses swept away by landslide into Trisuli River continues, and 100 injured as Bangladesh student groups clash over job quotas. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.